Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Oh, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. Pastor's going to say it every week, glory to God. You know, I've heard that. I've heard people say, if you say something long enough, people will really tune into it and believe it's true. But in this case, I'm saying it, but it's also true. Glory to God. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for his word. Glory to God. And we're going to get right into the word. Amen. Glory to God. And saints, we're in the 19th chapter of Proverbs. God has blessed us with this book and 65 other books. Amen. Glory to God. Plus this book. Glory to God. And we're in the 19th chapter of Proverbs. We're considering tonight the 29th verse. And once again, in the King James, it's a little obtruse. You don't quite get it. It says, judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Judgments are prepared for scorners. In the Positive Thinking Bible, it says every stupid fool is just waiting to be punished. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gracious. And then in the Tanakh, that is the Jewish Bible, it says punishments are in store for scoffers. And blows for the back of dullards. Amen. Glory to God. Now, beloved, while fools, scorners, and scoffers, they play the fool here on earth by ignoring and refusing to get saved. Amen. They laugh and mock and, you know, I don't want that religious stuff. But glory to God in hell and then in the lake of fire, it's blows and wounds and punishments and eternal torments. All these await those that mock and scorn and laugh at God and the things of God. Amen. And notice it says, judgments are prepared for scorners. Punishments are in store for scorners at the things of God. The unsaved, they laugh, they turn their backs here, but it won't be so funny when they wake up in hell, because the real question of this life is, what will every man do with Jesus? Now, in the book of John, it says that Jesus is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Now, we don't fully understand that, but what that verse lets us know is that some way, some kind of way, Jesus gives light to every man that comes into the world. It might be different for one person than it is for another person. I thank God for us. We got the scriptures, which makes it plain that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is the Savior. Amen. But the Bible says that the Lord Jesus lighteth every person that comes into this world. So somehow or other, every person has a witness of God, has some kind of witness, some kind of knowing, some kind of apprehension, understanding of God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thankfully, that's for maybe three quarters of the world. Amen. But there's places where it's not. I'm sure Jesus doesn't manifest himself that way. We're thankful that we got the clear word of God. But he might. You know, I was watching Kenneth Copeland. And Kenneth Copeland said, this is This is what he said now. He said that the Indians would go out on the plains, stretch out their arms, and they would talk to the Great Spirit. They called him the Great Spirit. Now, who's to say they weren't talking to their Heavenly Father? Now, they wouldn't express it in English, and they wouldn't say Heavenly Father because they don't have that revelation from God's Word. Back then, they don't. They got it now. But back then, they didn't have the Word of God. Amen? But they had some kind of knowing, some kind of knowledge that there was a Great Spirit in the universe who ruled all things. Amen? And I'm sure, knowing our God, how merciful and kind he is, if someone walked out on the plains and said, Great Spirit, I acknowledge you and I ask you, I want to be with you forever. And I want to be yours forever. I want to be, save me or whatever, however they expressed it. I'm sure that God is not going to require them to say in English, oh, the Word of God says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No, they wouldn't express it that way. But God, knowing their heart, because he reads the heart, he would know what they're asking for. And in my heart, I believe, glory to God, that God would accept them. Amen? Did they call on the name? You know, there were, that once again, some missionaries went into a jungle where it was claimed no white man ever was. And they finally broke through to this tribe that they claimed nobody ever could get through to them. And they began to tell the tribe people about Jesus. And they said, oh, Jesus, he was here the other day. He was here the other day. Now, why would that seem impossible? The Lord can go anywhere. Amen? There's no place on this planet. He made it. There's no, Jesus Christ made this planet. God the Father superintended it. Jesus made it. The Holy Ghost empowered it. Amen? Glory to God. So there's no place that the Lord Jesus is not. Amen? And why wouldn't he manifest himself to a group of people? You know, I mean, he can do that. Amen? But the Bible declares that Jesus is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So men have light. Men have light. They have the light. They have their portion that God gives them. Glory to God. And every person, therefore, has to make a decision. Will they accept or ignore Jesus Christ? The light that they get, will they accept that or will they reject that? For every man will either spend eternity with God or eternity in the lake of fire. And there will be a judgment day for all the unsaved, for all of those that reject God. There will be a judgment day. Amen? I tell you so. Glory to God. Let's turn to Revelation 19:20. Go to the book of Revelation. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. Men need to know. I never knew that the business of life, the whole business of life, was to come out for God or against God. I was told go out and get a good education and get a good job. Amen. Glory to God. And live life to the fullest. Amen. And that's what I thought it was all about, self-aggrandizement. Know that the real question of life was that we had to decide, are we going to decide for and join the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light? What side were we going to be on? Amen. Who were we going to serve, God or the devil? I didn't know such things. Amen. I didn't know that. Wish I would have known that. And then being a sinner, I didn't hear the good news that it's possible for your sins to be forgiven. That's good news to know that your sins can be forgiven. I didn't hear that. Amen. I just went out and did what folks said to do. Go join the military. I joined the military. Go to college. I went to college. Get a good job. I got a good job. Make money. I made money. Wasn't happy and was still confused in my mind, like millions of other people today. They pile up money and pile up money and pile up money. huh? They pile up money. Don't you remember that story of the rich man, that farmer? It said he was already rich, and God gave him a bumper crops. He had so much money and so much crops. He said, what am I going to do with all these crops? Oh, I know what I'll do with all mine. I'll tear down my barns. I'll build big, better barns, big, huge barns to put all my stuff. And he sat back, and he said, soul, take thy ease. You got all kinds of goodies for many years. But what it, that in his eyesight, piling up money, what that was the way. He thought that was the way. Pile up money, 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 money. But what did God say about that way? God said, thou fool. God called him a fool. See, the world would say, oh, you are rich. You're super rich. You got gigantic barns. You can kick back and be idle for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You don't ever have to work again. Oh, you're so smart. What's your credit score? Is it 900? I don't even know if they have a 900 credit score. I don't know what the top score is. But whatever the top score is, this guy would have had it. Amen? And he would have thought that he was the bomb. Amen? Glory to God. But what God say? God said, thou fool, thou fool. All you was after was money. But don't you know, tonight, your soul is required of you. And that man wouldn't have known what to do. He hadn't gone to church, and he didn't know about the name of Jesus. What would he do? His soul required of him. He don't know what to do. How's he going to get right real quick, fast, and in a hurry? He don't know who to call on. He don't know where to go. Only thing he knows about is planting fields of grain and corn and rice and selling them at the market for hundreds of thousands of dollars and kicking back and taking his ease. That's all he knows. He don't know where to go. You know why people, when they're going over a cliff in a car, what do they say? They say, oh, God, because they don't know the name that's above every name. They don't know the Savior. They don't know what name to call under. When the Bible says that there's only one name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved, Acts 4:12. There's only one name. See, they don't know the name, so they cry out the generic name. Oh, God! They think that's it. Yeah, well, they're calling God's name, and that's wonderful. But God said, I made Jesus the Savior. He's the Savior. My soul's Son is the Savior. Amen? And if you would be saved, call on Jesus. Amen? Why? Because we're given great light. We're given great light. And to whom a huge amount is committed, you got a huge amount of responsibility. Amen? Glory to God. And that man thought he was a success and found out he was a failure. Why? Because he thought, like I did, that, oh, the business of life was a pile up money, pile up. And what you going to do with all that anyway? As you get older, you discover you ain't going to use that pile of money. You're going to give it to your kids, and they're going to go out and waste it. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. So where you piling up that for? Amen? You better be rich toward God. You better know who to call on. You better not be. I ain't talking about you, beloved. You were wise unto salvation. You called upon the name of Jesus, and you got saved. I'm talking about the unsaved tonight, glory to God. They mock at God. Do you know, it's one thing to ignore somebody. It's a whole other thing to ignore them for a lifetime. For a lifetime, they ignore God. They go to the football game on Saturday, the basketball game on Sunday, the whatchamajig game on Thursday night. They go to bingo Tuesdays. They go to wherever they go. I don't know where they go. Maybe they go hunting and fishing, whatever they do. Amen? But they fill up their whole life. They ignore Jesus. Amen? They ignore the Savior, glory to God. And because they ignore the Savior, glory to God, there's consequences to that. Amen? Glory to God. And because men don't know that there is going to be a judgment day. There's a judgment day for every unsaved man. Amen? Now, we saved ones, we go before the bema seat of Christ to receive our rewards. But the unsaved go to judgment, glory to God. I'm up against a commercial. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business?
then John Robinson Tile, LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're talking about the unsaved tonight, glory to God. And that, glory to God, every single man that comes into this world have to make a decision. Are they going to spend eternity with God, or are they going to spend eternity away from God? Glory to God. That's the decision every man got to make. And in Revelation 19:20, it says, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which he had deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire." So there's a judgment for them, the Antichrist and the false prophet. And then in Revelation 20:10, it says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and a brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever." So in the lake of fire, you're tormented forever and ever and ever. Now look at Revelation 20:11, glory to God. And it says, "I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, who are the dead? Death. When we get born again, we're made alive. The dead are those that have a dead spirit. They didn't get born again. They didn't have their spirit to come alive and be regenerated and renewed. And they're called the dead, the unsaved. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. So they're going to be, they think they can do all kind of devilment. They think they can ignore God for a lifetime. They think they can laugh at him and mock him, glory to God, but not so, glory to God. Verse 14, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. So they're going to experience the second death. Amen. What is the second death? The second death, the first death is physical separation from God. The second death is spiritual separation from God. And the third death is eternal separation for God in the lake of fire. How do we know? Verse 15, "And whosoever, large or great, black or white, rich or poor, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire," glory to God. So people laugh and mock and joke about God here. They laugh at him and ignore him their whole life. But what does he say, glory to God? What does God say? Go to Proverbs 8, glory to God. Proverbs, the 8th chapter. Proverbs, the 8th chapter, the 4th verse. God says, "Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge," glory to God. And then look at Proverbs 1:24. Look at Proverbs 1:24. Glory to God. 1:24 says, glory to God. God says, "Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth, but you have said it naught, all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, notice what this says. God says that for them, desolations are going to come. Fear is going to come. They mock and laugh at him. Look at that 26th verse again. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. You turn your back on me. You laugh at me. You mock me. You ignore me. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They had a whole lifetime up here to say yes to Jesus, but they ignored him. They mocked him. They laughed at him. Glory to God. Show us a miracle. We'll believe, Christian. Yeah, right. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer them, God says. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord here being obeying God. Amen. They did not choose to obey the gospel. They did not choose to obey the good news that your sins could be forgiven you. Thanks to God, we go out into the whole world and tell them the good news. You're born a sinner. You were born into iniquity and sin, but your sins can be forgiven you. That's the good news. All you got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as your personal savior. Ask Jesus to come into your life and save you. Glory to God. That's all you got to do. And your sins can be forgiven you. Your sins can be washed away. You don't have to stand at great white throne judgment, glory to God. You don't have to have all this anguish and be thrown into the lake of fire and spend eternity in the lake of fire. You know, the world lies to people. They tell them when you die, it's all over. You don't feel nothing. There's no consequences for telling God to take a hike. There's no consequences for ignoring God. There's no consequences for not receiving Jesus or being filled with the Holy Ghost or reading God's word. Pay him no attention, because when you die, it's all over. You don't feel. That's a lie from hell. That's a lie from hell. That's doctrine of devils. Amen. They want you to think that you can put your nose up to God and ignore him for a lifetime, and there's no consequences for that. They make you think that you can get into the grossest sins. Oh, and there's no consequences for that. You can do the most wicked, damnable thing. Oh, there's no consequences for that. You just lie down, it's all over, and you sleep, and it's all over, and nothing. There's a lie from hell. There's a judgment day, and if you haven't decided for Jesus, if you haven't been born again, glory to God, born of God's Spirit, how do you be born again, preacher? You be born again by believing on Jesus Christ, by saying yes to Jesus Christ. Say yes to Jesus Christ. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I've sinned against you. I'm a sinner. You know you're a sinner. Don't you sit there and try to tell me you never did nothing wrong. Don't come with me like that. Amen? Because in your heart of heart, you may fool other people. You may dress up and look real good. But in your heart of heart, you know what you've done. Amen? And God saw it. The Bible says that at judgment, that people are going to be judged based on what they did. Now, how can you be based on what you did if God don't know what you did, if it's not written down? No, you judge. The Bible says the books will be opened. And everything, I'm talking to the unsaved now. I'm talking to the unsaved, those that ignored Jesus or those that didn't know. But the business of life is, whether you like it or not, want it or not, believe it or not, glory to God, you better have Jesus when you part this world. I was reading an article, and they were saying it's a strange thing, but around the world, people, for some unknown reason, are just dropping dead. A person's walking down the street, and for no obvious reason, they just drop dead. They find blood clots in them and stuff like that. All kinds of things people are taking, glory to God, and they're dropping dead. Now, they're keeping that hush-hush because, you know, they don't have the answers. Glory to God. So you don't know, glory to God. But I tell you this, while your chest is going up and down, you better say yes to Jesus. Amen. Because almost a million people, besides all the regular people that went out of here, almost a million people, they say, died from COVID. Amen. Glory to God. I hope and pray they knew Jesus. I hope and pray they knew Jesus. Because if they didn't, that means an eternity separated from God in the lake of fire. If their names are not written in the book of life, they go into the lake of fire. The Jehovah Witnesses say there is no judgment. Well, then the book of Revelations is telling a lie. And Jesus, when he talked about hell, is telling a lie. And everybody that's witnessing to it is telling a lie. Amen? Glory to God. In Proverbs 3:35 says, the wise, that's you, beloved, you who have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're the wise. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. We inherit glory because we listened to the gospel and we accepted and obeyed the gospel and accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Amen. We inherit glory, glory to God. Believer out there, you inherit glory. And the blood of Jesus Christ washes you from all sins, and he preserves you. And he was speaking to Father God, and he said, I'm not lost any, glory to God. And there ain't nobody powerful enough to pluck them out of my hand, glory to God. I'm going to see them all the way to heaven, glory to God. But the fool which says in his heart, there is no God, this verse says he inherits shame. Amen. The day will come when he will recognize, oh, my God, why didn't I get saved? If I'd only spent just 1 minute out of my whole lifetime, I lived 65 years. And out of that, all that time, all I had to say was, Jesus saved me. It was that easy. How many times did I spend hours looking at movies? Amen. One movie I looked at, it was 4 hours. Glory to God. How many football games did I watch? How many days did I went going to work all day, work. Workaholic, amen? Glory to God. And spent all that time, glory to God, and didn't spend a little bit of time asking God to forgive me for my sins and forgive me for the things that I've done wrong and ask Jesus to save me from my sins, and his blood would wash away all my sins. That would have only taken me a minute. Now it's going to cost me an eternity. I'm going to be eternity separated from God in the lake of fire. And nobody told me what the consequences were. I thought you just die and that was it. Nobody stood up and shook me and said, wake up. Your sins will destroy you. Your sins will take you to hell. But the good news is you can have those sins washed away in the blood of Jesus. Ask Jesus to save you. Beloved, we inherit glory. But the fool which says in his heart there's no God, he inherits shame. He inherits shame. Thank God that we are saved. Thank God that we are saved. Thank God that we said yes to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God that we're saved. I'm so glad that God saved me. You know that song, I'm so glad that God saved me. Glory to God. When we sing that song, glory to God, that's true. I'm so glad that God saved me. Thank God that your eyes were open and that somebody out of the Bible told you the way to get back to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. No, glory to God. In this day and age, when men are talking about all the things that are going to happen on the earth, glory to God, that's a lie. Glory to God. They're looking for a king. They're looking for a ruler, not understanding that God has already chose the king. There's already a king on this earth, King Jesus, glory to God. He prevailed at Calvary. There's no war that's going to decide this whole world's situation. Glory to God. That's already been decided by God. And Jesus won it at Calvary. Amen. Glory to God. And so we thank God that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is Lord. Men think that they're making the final decision. And the Bible says, glory to God, that heaven rules in the affairs of men. Ain't you glad about it, that we're in God's hands, that God is in control? Ain't you glad about it, that you're saved, you're safe in the ark of safety? Glory to God. You're in the ark of safety, and it's going to carry you over the waters, the troubled waters, the death waters, and it's and that thing is going to land on Mount Ararat, speaking in a simile now. Glory to God. And we're going to be in heaven with Jesus for eternity. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Thank God for Jesus. God bless you tonight. This has been the Bible Have the Answers. I'll see you next week. I love you. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where...